Cannabis nurse educator Wendy Gibson spent the last 3 years developing an educational program for doctors and nurses working with medical cannabis, and she covers it all.
The plant chemistry, the history of medical use of cannabis in the United States, because it was a legal drug from 1850 to 1937, a little bit about how it became an illegal drug in the first place, which was never based on any science, and then the research showing safety and effectiveness.
Under Hawaii's medical cannabis dispensary law, the state established dispensaries where patients with qualifying medical conditions can obtain the medicine. And the role of doctors is to certify that patients have one of those ailments.
And what they're certifying them for is to say that they have a condition that is a qualifying condition under Hawaii state law, and that they feel that the benefits of using it outweigh the risks of using it.
Without knowing the health effects of cannabis, how can physicians adequately serve the increasing number of medical cannabis patients? This knowledge gap is exactly what Gibson hopes to fill. To date, she's trained over 250 healthcare professionals in Hawaii, and her program continues to evolve.
The healthcare professionals that I've trained have come back with some really good questions about practical applications, what method of administration, what form that might be best for treating specific conditions, and dosing.
Everything in terms of best practices is an evolving field.
Independent from other efforts by Gibson, Brown is offering the first ever credit course on medical cannabis for physicians through the medical school's continuing medical education program. While this is a milestone for medical education of cannabis, Brown says,
there's just not enough information yet to include everything that we know about medical cannabis because it was illegal and people were prevented in the research community from doing studies. And still are.
Cannabis is still illegal at the federal level, but as the legal industry emerges here in Hawaii, so too will the educational needs of our healthcare workforce, current and future. For HPR News, I'm Kuvehi Hiraishi.